let's get to our guest for today's current sports, because I'm certainly excited and happy for him. It's going to be a bittersweet moment when he officially leaves us here in the mid-Michigan area, but he is the longtime on-field host of the Lansing Lugnuts, who has an announcement of where he will be taking his talents. But Greg Monahan, first off, Greg, how are you doing? So good to see your face. Always good to see you, man.
Always good to see you too, Al. I'm just grateful that you invited me back. I think I was back
last summer,
about
right?
1 year ago. Yeah, exactly. Almost probably to the date or something.
Right, right.
Thank goodness things have progressed really well for me since then. I was in the middle of a lot of health problems.
Right, right.
Yet I was still hosting all those Lugnuts games. You know, somehow last year I managed not to miss one, despite the fact that
I didn't miss one game, even with everything that was going on with your health last year.
Yeah, exactly. I had lost my large intestine from a surgery, and then there were subsequent surgeries after that, and I managed to make it. As soon as they hired me in, I made every game the rest of the year. So that kind of gives you an idea of how much I loved that job, man. Like, I always went into that job thinking, boy, this is better than having the day off.
Right.
You know, and that doesn't happen with most jobs.
A lot of people dread when that alarm clock goes off in the morning, they dread going to work. But you have such a fun job and you're so good at it. Again, if you've been to a Lansing Lugnuts game in recent years, you have seen Greg. Trust me. Again, he just said he hasn't missed a game. Have you ever missed a game?
I missed, I did not miss a game 2014, 2015, which is when I started. I got sick with all those health problems, and I missed 2016 and 2017, but I wasn't on staff.
Right, right.
And then last year I came in, didn't miss a game, which was, that was the hardest one because I was still dealing with post-surgery problems.
Right.
And this year, I missed one game because my absolute best friend from undergrad was getting married on May 4th.
Oh, that's a good excuse.
Exactly. I said, you know what? I've made every game for four seasons. I'm gonna take this one off.
Okay, I want to start because since you've already brought it up, Greg, the health battles that you have had, for a while, and defeating that. Can you take us to just the beginning of that and where you are now and what's happened this past year?
Yeah, absolutely. So I haven't exactly called it out yet, but the problems that I've had have all been centered around a gastrointestinal disease, autoimmune disease called ulcerative colitis.
Right.
And I had that when I was 13. That's when I got diagnosed, and I fought the heck out of it for about 10 years, 12 years. And after the end of my second Lugnut season in my first stint, so that would have been 2015, my health really started to deteriorate. I had to move home, and that's right by the University of Michigan, and try to figure out what I was going to do next. And I went through three different medical trials, which are basically, they're going to poke you with stuff and say, we hope this works. And three strikes and you're out, because none of those ones even came close to doing much.
And what does the condition do to your body again?
Yes. Good question, Al. It is an inflammation of your large intestine. So your large intestine is ulcered. It is bleeding. You can't, you basically have to go to the bathroom. You know, I was going to the bathroom 25 times a day. It was miserable. I didn't sleep for more than 2 hours at a time for 2 years, because I had to keep getting up to go use the bathroom. It causes a lot of nausea. And it absolutely saps you of any energy that you once had. Mm-hmm. And not only that, there's a lot of medications too that you got to be on in order to try to mitigate the problems that have arisen. However, they seem to lose their efficacy over time. And that's pretty much what happened with me. Like when I was 13, when I was 14, 15, pretty much throughout all my teenage years, it was manageable. And then in my 20s, it started to get a little worse. And then by my mid-20s, it was like I couldn't even work a job.
Wow.
And so I ended up, I did all these medical trials. And then I decided to just give up. And I got this surgery to completely remove my large intestine.
And when was this? What date was that?
That was on July 24th, 2017.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then it was supposed to be a 3-surgery process. I won't get too much into it, but my doctors made a couple of pretty significant mistakes that led to 2 more surgeries, and I still have 1 left to go. However, it's a pretty minor one. It'll take about a week or 2 of recovery, mm-hmm. and then after that, I should be all done.
That's amazing. So since the last time we talked to you, you know, last year, what has been done, you know, up until today's day?
So last time when I was talking to you, I was sitting here with a colostomy bag sticking out of my stomach.
Right.
Yeah. And so that is how I used the bathroom for over a year. And then in mid-October, we'll call it, I had another surgery to remove that colostomy bag, hook my small intestine up to, for lack of a better word, the original plumbing, and then I can go to a bathroom like a normal person again.
Right.
It's just you have a little bit of problems because you still have to go more than a normal person because you don't have a large intestine, but life is pretty normal for me now.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it's great. And that's what's allowed me to attack this lug nut season with the energy and the fervor that I have because, you know, I'm going on to a new job. I'm starting on August 5th in Minneapolis. But
yes, what are you going to be doing? You want to make the cat's already out the bag. I told them that you're going to Minnesota.
Yes.
What are you doing out in Minnesota and how did that come about?
So I am going to be working at a company called Hayworth Marketing and Media, mm-hmm. Doing social media strategy, social media analytics, and campaigns for a lot of their big clients. It's kind of exciting because it's none of these no-name clients that you've never heard of. Like they've got Jimmy John's, they've got Dick's Sporting Goods. Their biggest one is Walmart.
Wow.
So I am kind of like tapping into my creativity in a different way with this job. Like I got to, you know, go out there and ad lib minor league baseball promotions, you know, 10 times a game for 90 seconds. And that was a blast. But this is like a totally new type of creativity where I get to plan things out a little bit more, try to create advertisements, create social media posts that people aren't going to just roll their eyes at. You know, right. Hopefully make them at least engaging. Even better is if I can make them, you know, people chuckle at them.
use that comedic side of Greg Monahan. Yeah,
that's what I'm going for, man.
Definitely,
yeah. I think that's always been one of my advantages, and I think that's one of the reasons why that they brought me in because they saw like, boy, this guy, he's got an odd career path. Like, I haven't really worked full time in marketing yet.
Yeah,
but. I think that they saw my creativity. The interview went really well. They realized I was well-spoken. I was paying attention to their questions. I was ready with whatever they threw at me.
Right.
It worked out. It worked out really well.
Well, I tell you what, one of the things that I've always admired about you, Greg, is in spite of the health challenges that you've had, you have always remained so positive, so positive. Your outlook on life is something that we can all take notes on because I think it's something that we all should adopt. You know, no matter what you're going through, you know, if you attack it with a positive attitude, man, you can change your circumstances. Because if we were to succumb to some of the dark things that we go through in life mentally, you're done.
Yeah,
you're shot, right?
Absolutely. And trust me, when I was going through those years, I had to move back into my parents' house and I didn't have any jobs. I wasn't able to work. I got me at myself in those extremely tough spots.
Mm-hmm.
And mental health is something that I take really seriously now. And I needed a few breaks to go my way. And finally, when I moved back here, the Lugnuts offered me that job back kind of out of nowhere.
Wow.
Because they had a host, but then she just happened to be leaving. And they called me, like they found out that I had moved like 2 weeks prior to the job opening.
Mm-hmm.
So they called me in and I worked that season with them. And I've had the chance to continue that into this season. And they knew that I was looking for a full-time job all year, and they were encouraging me. And I told my boss, and I said, you know, I took a full-time job in Minneapolis, working in marketing right downtown Minneapolis. I'm excited as a sports fan. It is going to be on the 24th floor, and it's four blocks away from Target Field where the Twins play. Mm-hmm. So I will be able to see the ballpark like from where I'm working.
Right. That's awesome. So you get to whet that appetite of baseball a little bit. Still on the job.
Exactly. And in fact, I am going there as soon as this interview ends. I'm flying, driving to DTW,
right.
Going to MSP to check out apartments and just check out the city, in general.
Yeah.
And on Wednesday, I'm going to the Yankees Twins game.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Enjoy your time out there, Greg. Yeah. A couple more questions though, because I want to go back to how you mental health, because that is a big topic, no matter what area of life you're talking about today in 2019. When you did, because we're human, when you did have those dark moments, how did you pull yourself out?
The thing that I cannot stress enough, and I know it's so hard for people to realize that they need it and follow through on the fact that they need to make moves and make it happen, is scheduling and finding a good therapist.
Thank you.
Right. It has a stigma against it.
And I think that stigma is slowly being chipped away at.
Agreed.
We're not there yet.
Agreed.
But I think people are more open, to saying, hey, I need some help. Let me go and seek a therapist and talk to somebody.
Exactly. And, sometimes like a couple months ago, I had two therapists.
Right.
And I talk openly about it. I think that's the only way to help bring that stigma down a little bit and make it less consuming to those who are actually feeling that stigma is going to affect how others feel about them.
Right.
Going to therapy is step one for people who are having mental health problems. It can be very difficult to go out and find one. And then personally for me, it might not work for everybody, but when I get isolated, when I get alone, that is when I do my worst. I get stuck in my own head, and I have problems with that. And so even if I don't want to, I will force myself to go out and hang out with people. Or if nobody's available, I'll go take a walk way longer than I want to with my dog. Mm-hmm. I'll take like a 5-mile walk with my dog, and then I come back I start that walk and I'm thinking, I don't want to do this at all. And then by about mile two or something, I'm like, this isn't so bad.
Right.
So,
right.
Trying to just change your environment, not everybody can get a therapist, but trying to change your environment, trying to reach out to the people who are truly close to you and truly care if you're doing well, if you're doing not, and they're not just putting on a face that says, oh, why can't you just be happy? Like, think of all the good things in your life. That's not how depression works.
No.
You can't just say, look, I'm doing, or even worse is like, oh, I went through all this, like, you can handle this. Like, that's,
you can't flip a switch.
Exactly.
It's not one of those things, that is great advice. So again, if you're just now joining us here on WKAR's Current Sports, we are chatting with the on-field host for the Lanting Lugnuts inside of Cooley Law School Stadium, Greg Monahan. He is taking a new job in Minnesota, as you just heard. He'll be driving to Detroit and heading to DTW and flying to Minnesota and scoping out some apartments and getting ready for a new gig out in Minnesota. And Greg, first off, when is your last day? When is your last game?
My last game with the Lansing Lugnuts, for anybody who is listening, I will be Saturday, next Saturday, obviously, Sunday, and I'm pretty sure I'm working Monday. We've got a 3-game homestand before they hit the road.
Right.
Saturday is at 7:00, Sunday is at 1:00, and Monday is at noon. It's kind of like a business getaway day, trying to get people to skip out of work.
Awesome.
And it surprisingly works pretty well some days. Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, I'm kind of sick today now. Then you go end up at the Lugnuts game, right?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You got that summertime cold. You don't want
to. Yeah, that summertime
anybody. Yeah.
Don't want to, get anybody else sick. So I get that. That's awesome. So those will be your last three games.
That'll be your last series.
Yeah. And, folks, if you see Greg, wish him luck. If you do see him from now until his final game with the Lanting Lugnuts, definitely say hello and wish him luck as he goes to Minnesota. What will you miss the most about this job. And how long did you do this, Greg? How many years has it been now?
Four seasons.
Four seasons.
I did the math yesterday because I did the traditional Facebook post.
The Facebook post, right.
That says, hey guys, I'm getting out of here. And I added it up, four seasons, 254 games, more than a million fans were in attendance over that span.
Whoa.
So I like to brag about that one. That one sounds pretty cool, right?
Put that on the resume.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Four seasons, and my goodness, you know, when I took that job as a 24-year-old, I was ecstatic about it, and that feeling never went away, man. I worked a game on Saturday. It was Burt Reynolds night, and we had 8,000 people out there, and for whatever reason, people were just treating me like I was the biggest celebrity in the park. It's amazing. Like, they don't know the names of the players, but because I'm out there on a microphone 15 times a game, and I've got my name on the back of my jersey. Right. People love to yell, Greg, take pictures with me. And like, that is what I'm going to miss, man.
Man, you are truly ingrained in the community.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You really are.
Right. It hurts to move away because, you know, if you're doing public speaking in front of up to 10,000 people, obviously you like the attention a little bit.
Right. I mean, you love that. That's a part of it. I feed off that.
You know, right. It makes me happy, and then it makes me better at my job, right. And then it makes the fans happier too.
Definitely.
Because they see me having fun, and then they're having fun.
Awesome.
You know, I will really miss the fans and the support from people who recognize me, but, you know, there's just so many people in the crowd, I can't recognize everybody, but they come up to me after the games, and they say, Greg, you're the man. They give me a high five. They want to take a picture with me or something.
Right.
I never thought I'd be, I like to call myself a D-list celebrity in Lansing.
A D-list celebrity. Stop it. You're definitely A-list.
Oh,
all right,
man,
Greg?
I don't know about
Stop
that.
Stop it, man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But I've got a little bit of a following that really appreciates the fact that if they go to a Lugnuts games over those four seasons I was working, they knew I was going to be there.
Right, right.
So even the people that I never talked to face-to-face are coming up to me now and saying, hey, we really enjoyed your time here. We just are so grateful for you. And they're excited for me, too.
And I want to give you the opportunity right now, Greg, because I want to get you out of here so you don't miss your flight.
Yeah.
But I want to
clock out of DTW.
Exactly, right? Yeah, yeah. I want to give you the opportunity right now to talk to those individuals, if they may be listening wherever they are right now, those individuals who supported you, who are the ones yelling, Greg, take a picture with me, who have supported you throughout your four seasons as the on-field host for the Lansing Lugnuts. We have the Facebook live stream right there. If you want to look at the live stream and just say something to the people before we get you out of here, man.
You know, I would, because I thought I would love this job as soon as I got it. I thought I would love it, but my expectations have been surpassed beyond any reasonable amount of belief that I ever had. And it wasn't because I got to run around on a baseball field. It wasn't because I got to hang out with minor league baseball players. Like, that was really cool to me in the first season and stuff. That stuff sort of wore off. What never wore off was I could walk around that stadium and people would yell my name and tell me how much they appreciated me. And it was people of all ages. There would be seven-year-olds coming up to me and giving me high fives. And then, you know, a 90-year-old couple come down from the suites at the end of the game and they stop to shake my hand and they say, man, we really appreciate you. You bring a lot of energy. You bring a lot of fun to these games. It wouldn't be the same without you. And hearing those things is, it's what makes me feel good, like when I go to bed at night.
Right.
You know, like when I've turned off, like I play a little bit of a character out there. Like, it's a very much exaggerated version of myself. You're hearing me in more of a regular Greg tone right now.
Right.
But when I'm in the ballpark, I am playing this eccentric character. And I don't know if it was the fact that I refined it over 4 years, but people just have really, really taken to it. And, like, for example, on Saturday, we do this game before fireworks where fans throw balls on. It's kind of like the puck toss at Monterey Serena.
Right, right.
Same idea. We have two targets on first base side, third base side, and they got to throw all these balls to try to land on them. And it's because we have to get ready for the fireworks to come out because we bring them out on the field.
Yeah.
And so they give me a microphone and they're basically like, okay, it's time for the LAFQ launch, which is the game where they throw all the balls on the field. And Greg, you've got the microphone for about 4 minutes, kill time until you think the fireworks are ready.
Right.
And it's a fun gig, but this Saturday I mentioned it. I was like, hey, I got a little secret to tell you guys. I'm only telling my closest friends. There's like 8,000 people in the crowd. Like, I'm only telling my closest friends, so this stays between you and me. But this is my second to last LAFQ launch because we'll have one again on Saturday.
Right.
I accepted a full-time job in Minneapolis, and unfortunately, I won't be the host of the Lugnuts at the end of the month. And before I could get into my next sentence, the crowd broke out into applause. And I didn't, like, I had a next sentence to go to right away. And you, as well as I know, Al, if you're doing public speaking, the two times you pause is if there's a round of applause, or the two times you stop speaking is when there's a round of applause, or if there is a big bunch of laughter. You just kind of sit back and
let it breathe.
You let that moment breathe, you let it pass, and you just kind of soak it in for a second. And I realized I was appreciated there, but to have an entire stadium that I don't even think is listening to me half the time interrupt me in the best way possible with applause really, really warmed my heart. And it made me realize that, yeah, I guess I am sort of a part of this community. And it really, really makes me happy because, you know, if you go back 10 years and I'm 19-year-old Greg who just has a dream of getting into sports slash stand-up comedy.
Right.
Those are my two things when I was in young, like early into undergrad.
Yeah.
If I want, and I fast forward my life 10 years and I give myself a picture that at 29, I'm hosting minor league baseball games in front of crowds of a few thousand every game.
Right.
I would have been so ecstatic for myself.
Right. Well, I tell you what, Greg, you have done an amazing job and the community loves you. And we wish you all the best on that next endeavor out in Minnesota. We'll be in touch, man. We got to get you back on when you do, you know, pitch a tent out there for a while. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really appreciate you having me on, Al. And yeah, one last time, I just want to say anybody who's ever seen me at a Lugnuts game, anybody who's ever stopped me and said I did a great job or they really enjoyed what I did out there, I never once brushed any of those compliments aside. Like, that is what I live for. And all those fans that brought that to me really made the job as much fun as it was on day one, as it was on day 254.
There you go. Greg Monahan, you are a class act, man.
You too, Al. I really appreciate you having me here.
Anytime. And again, this isn't goodbye.
This is not goodbye.
All right. Yeah.